Any registered voter in Kentucky fearful of contracting or spreading COVID-19 was eligible to request an absentee ballot. But many of those ballots haven't been returned. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. According to data from the Secretary of State's office, 654,000 registered voters in Kentucky requested an absentee ballot, but nearly 80,000 of those ballots have not been returned. Unlike in the June primary, voters will not be allowed to cancel their absentee ballot and vote in person. Secretary of State Michael Adams says as long as voters receive their ballot, they're required to vote that way.
But if you don't feel comfortable mailing it, I get it. It's fine. You don't have to mail it. You can drop it in the drop box at your county clerk's office or other voting locations.
Ballots returned by mail must be postmarked by Election Day and received by the county clerk no later than November 6th in order for them to count. Adams says if voters requested an absentee ballot but never received it, they'll be allowed to vote in person on Election Day. Kentuckians are voting in races for president, U.S. Senate, and state house, as well as some local contests. Two amendments to the state constitution also appear on the ballot. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.